Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's second date update time, and we got Randy joining us here on this Monday morning. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a little down, man.
Yeah, you know, sort of, definitely down, rejected feeling.
Sure.
Maybe, you know, Julie, who I went out with, has left me hanging for over 2 weeks.
Okay, well, let's see, Randy, what we can do about that. Let's go back to that first date. How was it?
It was great. You know, I took her to a paint and sip class. You guys ever done that?
Yeah, we've
okay.
Yeah, a few couples on Second Date Update have done those, I think, with some success. And they're always good icebreakers. So how was the conversation that night then with Julie?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of flirting going on. The conversation was great. Like, I thought we were really vibing
cool.
And having a good time together.
And you felt good about the painting? Like, did you impress her with the artwork that you were using? Well, how was her artwork?
I mean, I don't know if I impressed her. I hope I did. Her artwork was really nice. You know, she said she was going to give it to her mom. It was definitely worth hanging out. Like, it looked really great.
And is that all you did was just the paint and sip, or did you go out to dinner or do anything afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of food at the class, and we were just like, yeah, we'll get dinner next time. You know, this was a good first date. Let's call it.
All right, so you wrapped it up there. Did you walk out to the parking lot? How did take us to the end of the night?
Yeah, so I walked her to her car, gave her a kiss on the cheek. You know, simple, classy, was really nice and sweet, and then, poof, heard from her again.
And nothing you can think of, Randy, that could be the reason why she hasn't gotten back to you in these last 2 weeks?
I mean, I don't know. I've tried to think about it. I mean, I splashed some black paint on her canvas by mistake, but the teacher, you know, showed her how to fix it, so, like, it was totally fine, you know? I don't know. I texted her twice. I sent her a voice message. Nothing.
All right. Well, yeah, let's call Julie, Randy, with your permission. Try to figure this out if you can just hold on. We're going to play a song. Come right back in 3 minutes with the second half of Second Date Update with Randy and Julie next on The Wolf.
Well, I went down to
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Well, dating is hard, as we know. Second Date Update, Randy met Julie. They did a paint and sip. Randy felt like everything went great, but...
Yeah, you know, sort of, definitely down, rejected feeling. Julie, who I went out with, has left me hanging for over 2 weeks.
All right, will Julie tell us why she's not getting back to Jeremy? Let's find out right now on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Julie, please?
Yes, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Good morning, and thanks for picking up. And this is not a.
Am I going to regret it?
Well, no.
Hopefully not.
We're not here to alarm you or anything. It's not a sales call or spam or anything like that. We're calling you from a radio station this morning, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're Thunder and Pete. Yeah, we co-host the morning show here.
Okay.
And a quick question: how would you feel about joining us on the radio for just a minute?
If you tell me what we're going to do, I might.
Sure. I mean, so it's called Second Date Update. It's a segment where somebody has been ghosted, and they're trying to get back in touch with somebody. So,
and we're actually just kind of helping out a listener of ours, in this case, Randy, who is hoping, Julie, to get some feedback on your date with him.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he knows what he did. What kind of feedback?
Okay, well, I'd say we're pretty sure that he doesn't know what he did. We talked to him a few minutes ago, so could you fill us in on what you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, he threw, like, a whole, like, toddler tantrum during an art class we took.
A toddler tantrum?
Yeah, the teacher suggested that he, like, we did, like, one of those paint classes where you all paint the same thing.
Sure, the paint and sip. Right, he told us about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're really fun. I've done them before.
Right.
But when the teacher just, you know, casually suggested that he add, like, highlight to the bowl, it was like a fruit still life, he got super defensive and raised his voice at her. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Okay, that is not true. That's a lie.
Randy, hold on real quick. Okay, Julie.
What? Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah.
I thought we had Randy on hold. I forgot to tell you that I did mention we talked to him a few minutes ago, but he remained on hold until we called you. And since we got a hold of you, we had him hang on. So what is Randy?
Hang tight, Julie.
Do you know what is Julie talking about?
I can explain everything, Julie. First of all, that teacher was super judgy.
She wasn't. She was incredibly nice. Even after you had her meltdown, she completely maintained composure.
Yeah, okay, so Randy,
back to the question.
Why did you get so upset, Randy?
What do you mean? Because art is subjective. Who is she to tell me what to highlight to put on my bowl?
But is that a reason?
It was so embarrassing. The whole class froze and stared at you, and I had to tell everyone I had just met you. It was the worst.
Is this related to the paint that you splashed, Randy? You told us that you splashed some paint on Julie's picture.
Listen, I made my canvas solid black to prove a point, and I was energetic about it.
He got some in my hair and a glob on my painting. Yeah.
Jeez. I said I was sorry, and I really am.
Didn't you tell us, Randy, why didn't you tell us about this earlier?
Yeah, we asked, is there any reason why she wouldn't be calling you back?
How about
the tantrum that I threw at the class? I mean,
what do you mean? Because you guys, of all people, you appreciate standing up for what people believe in, don't you?
But Randy, this was borderline rude, not like this. And did you even apologize to the teacher? And to the rest of the class. I mean, Julie, it's safe to say it was...
Be honest. Yeah, wait, hang on. Are you going to tell him or should I? Tell him the...
Come on.
He posted his black canvas and a one-star review of the class.
Okay, I took it down. Excuse me, I took it down.
I mean, I don't know, man.
All right, we got to cut to the bottom line here. Julie, Randy being more than overzealous, this sounds... like you described it as a complete meltdown tantrum in the art class.
Yeah.
All right.
A nightmare. Yep.
And we're pretty secure in calling this. Julie, do you want to?
No.
No, you don't want to see.
Guys,
all right.
Come on. I thought you guys were with me on this.
Look, Randy, a first date is all about first impressions. And this is the takeaway Julie had of you because of this reaction.
Yeah, take a breath or two or 10 before you take a stand.
I'm a passionate guy.
I know, I get that. Yeah, and that could serve you well, Randy. But true or not true, those are the colors that showed through. And in this case, you're not going to get you another chance of going out with Julie.
Yeah.
But guys, we thank you both for being on.
Second date update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.